Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This show doesn't stink. It's awesome.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. With all your faults, I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile?
Alright, welcome back.
God, they were good in concert.
As Dana said right before we came back on the air, I don't know how you're gonna get into this story.
You just got to lay it out.
And I said, Dana, I'm just going to get right into it, I guess.
Throw it out there. And if you're listening and you want to throw it back, that's fine.
Story here from The Sun. For most people, having two nipples is the norm. But one doctor has now revealed the one place you would never think you would find a nipple. TikTokers have been making videos about how their moles are actually additional nipples. Several users posted clips of their extra nipples, with some appearing below the ones on their chest and others showing up in their armpits.
Where would you want yours to be?
If I had to have a third nipple?
Yeah, if you had to have one.
Right in the middle, baby.
The unicorn eye, no.
Right there on the sternum.
No, I'm being serious.
I am being serious.
I would say way back on your back somewhere where no one
You'd
will ever see it.
You want a nipple on your back?
Well, I wouldn't want it in the middle staring at me like a cyclops.
Well, when you go to the pool, though, posting on TikTok, Dr. Karan Rajan said you can actually get nipples on your feet. The NHS doctor referenced a 2010 medical paper which examined a man who thought he had a mole growing on his foot. Dr. Rajan explained.
There's a photo.
It turns out, and it even looks like one too, doesn't it? It turns out it was actually a nipple and areola complex.
There's a word for this.
He said that in 2016, doctors found breast tissue and a nipple on the foot of a woman.
There is a scientific medical term for a third nipple.
You want to share with everybody?
Pseudomama.
Pseudomama.
You got yourself a pseudomama.
When doctors removed this lump, they even found ducts and sweat glands normally found in the breast. Although extra nipples and breast tissue normally appear on the mammary line, they can technically be anywhere. Having a third nipple is rare, said Dr. Rajan. It occurs in about 1% of all people.
It has to be lower than 1%.
He says it occurs in 1% of people.
Some of the foot nipples can, in fact, sometimes lactate.
No way. No way.
Quoting here from the good doctor, the mammary line is an embryonic remnant, and some of these nipples found on the feet can, in fact, sometimes lactate. Can I ask you a question, Scott?
Dana, go ahead.
If you have one of these, do you shop at the Good Teat store?
I don't know. antique store.
And can we discuss what a pedicure looks like?
Okay. Okay.
You are harassing me, sir!
Touching me in my private places. No, I'm actually just giving you a foot massage. I know!
One woman discovered... Oh, God. She could breastfeed from her armpit.
Okay.
After
That's
she noticed
disgusting.
White liquid seeping out. Doctors examined the patient and found a round, firm lymph node that did release white discharge when pressed. That was in Portugal.
Well, maybe it was a zit and it popped.
No, they've examined her, Scott. It's an armpit nipple.
Okay. You know this was an episode of Friends, right?
I believe Chandler has a third nipple.
It was called his nubbin. Yes.
His nubbin?
Do you remember this episode?
I remembered. Here's what's funny. Out of all the Friends episodes, I do remember Chandler having a third nipple.
Whip it out. Whip it out.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. There's nothing to see. It's just a tiny bump. It's totally useless.
Oh, as opposed to your other multifunctional nipples.
I can't believe you. You told me it was a nubbin.
Joey, what do you think a nubbin was?
I don't know. You see something, you hear a word. I thought that's what it was. Let me see it again.
Yeah, show
no,
us.
No, show us. No, nubbin, yeah. Nubbin. Joey was in a porno movie.
Okay, all right, that went south.
The phones were ringing. I don't know that there's a topic here. I don't know what the topic would be. I would have this removed if you have one. I would not breastfeed a baby out of your armpit.
Let me ask you this. If they're so common, which is to say 1%.
I find that hard to believe.
1%. How come I've never known anyone?
Because I don't think that's something you go around advertising, Scott. How was your day? Good. What about those teeth? I know. Isn't Patrick Mom great? Did I ever tell you I had a third nipple? It's just not coming up in conversation with anyone.
I had a buddy in high school who had four.
Four?
Four nipples. Yeah, two that were the normal ones, and then two that just looked like moles, but were...
Where
nipples.
Were they strategically placed, may I
one,
ask?
I believe, I never saw them, but I believe one was like on his lower stomach on the right
you
side
never,
and the
you
other
never,
was
wait,
on
wait,
the
wait,
chest.
Hang on. I believe most every word that ever comes out of your mouth. I don't believe you right now.
I promise
you're,
you.
You're telling me that you had a friend who had four nipples.
Yes.
And you never asked him to show you?
I did not ask to see his four nipples.
I would, if I had a friend who had four nipples, I would demand to be able to see them.
Wait a minute. From the BBC, I always trust the BBC, by the way.
So do I.
What do Mark Wahlberg, Tilda Swinton, Lily Allen, and Bill Paxton have in common? For one thing, they're all very, very famous.
Well, and Bill Paxton's dead.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Okay, they did not bury him with two nipples. He had three.
Really?
Another thing these four individuals have in common is that they have extra nipples, a third one to be exact. Although there are humans who have had as many as six, the mind boggles. The first formal description came in 1878. One study found a prevalence of 0.22% in the Hungarian population. White American infants come in at 0.6%. Black American infants, 1.6%.
So that would even out to about 1%.
And the highest number is Israeli Arabic children at 4.7.
Dang.
And German children come in at 5.6.
Oh, the Germans.
Yeah.
Wait, Scott, I'm confused. How was I supposed to go about asking this buddy who I was minorly
well,
acquainted with in high school?
How did you find out that he had
yeah,
four?
Yeah, he it would obviously be the, told you.
Well, then it would be at that moment. If someone's going to share that, you would yeah, say, I mean... Okay, that's cool, I guess.
The second the buddy says, I've got four nipples, is the moment you say, I don't believe you, show me.
No, I wouldn't say show me. I would say, where?
That's what I said, and he told me, but we were in the hallway in high school. I was going to be like, hey, man, I want to see your nipples, bro.
Now, the Office of Rare Diseases in the National Institutes of Health considers... There's also another word for them, supernumerary nipples, a rare disease, which means fewer than 200,000 people within the United States have them.
Fewer than how many?
200,000 people, which means there's probably a listener. Yep, there go the phones! Come on in, baby!
Whip it out, whip it out!
Yeah, yeah!
Come on! There's nothing to see, it's just a tiny bump. It's totally useless.
Oh, as opposed to your other multifunctional nipples.
I can't believe you. You told me it was a nubbin.
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre. Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. Officially placed a poster reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats.
You know, I've been doing this show for 15 years. Almost 16. I don't ever remember talking about extra nipples. Ever.
And did you ever expect it would fill the phone lines?
I never thought of all the things that Dana and I could talk about, that this would be the one where people were like, where's my phone?
We have a full board.
Where is my phone, honey? I've got to call in. They're talking
it's
about extra
nipples.
It's
been 10 years. I have never called Dana and Scott, but this is the moment.
Give me the damn phone.
This is your moment, Kansas City. Come on in.
Keep it clean. What? All I'm asking as we go to the phones, keep this above board. Justin in Independence. This is like, this is science, so keep it scientific.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I've been with my girlfriend for about 4 months now, and she has a third nipple, like in the area of her,
in her torso area, yes.
Like right in that area. But yeah, she told me it was a third nipple. I didn't believe her at first. I'm like, it is.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there because I want to keep it clean.
From the BBC, a case reported in 1827 refers to a French woman who had a complete third breast on her left thigh. After she gave birth, it began to produce milk. Quoting here, it was offered to her infant, who took it willingly. She apparently nursed 5 children during her life from all 3 breasts. In a 1980 report, they found a well-formed mass resembling a female breast on the back thigh of a 74-year-old man. On the back of his thigh. He said it never really bothered him, quote, and he refused an offer to have it removed.
Let's go to Carrie in North Kansas City. Carrie, hello.
Hi. I was just calling to tell you. I have 5 daughters, and they are huge Harry Styles fans. And an interesting fact about him they have shared with me is that he has 4 nipples.
Harry Styles from One Direction?
Yep.
Real? I'm going to have to Google.
I'm kind of starting to believe that this is going to be 1%. If Harry Styles, the late Bill Paxton, who are the other two I mentioned?
Tilda Swinton
and Mark Wahlberg. Those are like 5 super famous people that have this. I'm starting to believe it's 1%.
Yeah, if you look at, like, I think on the Grammys, he had just a vest on and no shirt. You can see him, but he's also got other pictures, of course, without a shirt on. And
you're right.
They're right there on his torso.
Yeah,
from Elle Magazine,
iHeart Radio, they all do interviews with him where he confirms that, yes, he does have 4 nipples.
And as far as that lady with a third one, I nursed 6 children. And a third breast would have been very handy.
I honestly, Carrie, I was kind of thinking, I wouldn't want it on the back of my thigh, but, you know.
Shane in Olathe. Shane, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Actually, kind of impressed with the BBC lady. She could have breastfed her all of her kids at the same time. So I'm kind of wondering what they are considering a nipple, because my son has what appears to be the best I can describe it is like a pockmark.
Sure.
You know, the little scar that's kind of flat, but a little indentation. And he has that just below his sternum. And the doctor said, oh, yeah, it's their nipple. I'm like, no, it's not. There's no, to me, it, you know, when I'm thinking third nipple, you're thinking
right.
You're thinking the whole, you know, shebang. But that's what they're saying. So I'm kind of wondering, you know, and Scott, to your point, you know, when he was saying about his friend that had 4, it's not a I want to see it. It's I got to see it. It's the shallow how. I gotta see it. You know,
I will say this, Shane. It's unique. It is very unique.
It's rare.
If it was on my chest, I would have it removed. But you don't know if it's on an infant, if they're going to grow out of it, or it just ends up looking like a birthmark.
Or is it a mole?
Or is it a mole?
Right.
I would have it removed. And I think insurance would even cover it because you could say it's suspect. I mean, let's be honest. If that's what it is, that's suspect.
From what I understand, they don't even look like nipples. They just look like little moles or indentations.
And that's a fair point, Sam, and a good point. But the story that we're discussing that got this whole thing started with this doctor with the nipple on the bottom of his foot, that looked like one. I mean, that was very distinct, if you know what I mean. We're going to just take a couple more, and then we are moving on. Cheyenne in DeSoto. Hello, Cheyenne.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
So I actually have four. So I have my regular ones, and then I have one underneath each breast on my stomach between my belly button line and my breast. And like the last caller said, they're kind of a areola little indention deal, but it's kind of funny. I never really thought of it, and somebody pointed out it's for bulls, but they're right along the duck line or whatever.
Right.
Do they bother you?
Kind of self-conscious about them sometimes just because it's terrible, but they're not even either, which is kind of...
They're not symmetrical.
So, yeah. Somehow that would be better if they were.
One's higher and one's lower.
But have you gone to the doctor and they have said to you, yes, that is what it is, or are you just thinking that's what it is and maybe it's a mole?
No. So I actually watched Dr. Pimple Popper, and she actually
had a
video about them as well. And fun fact: Carrie Underwood actually had a third nipple as well, but she had hers removed.
I see. How anybody can watch Dr. Pimple Popper without getting sick.
Physically sick.
And throwing up, I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm not the only one.
Oh, no. The phones are blowing up.
From the text line.
I know you're not the only one.
Coming up next, people with tails.
Seriously.
Wow.
All right, last one, and then we're moving on. Elaine in Kansas City. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, yes, I actually have two underneath my normal breast, and when I was breastfeeding my children, they slightly lactated, but they do look like little moles.
Okay. Okay.
I think we've about exhausted.
We've gone full circle on this conversation.
Yes, okay. Sam, thank you.
Okay, I see what you did there.
Phones are still ringing.
Nice roundup.
Phones are still ringing.
Just a little bit of... politics headlines were definitely not topic. Dr. Oz says he is entering the high-stakes race for Pennsylvania's open U.S. Senate seat. Dr. Mehmet Oz. The guy who comes on Channel 9 every morning after Good Morning America.
Oh.
Dr. Oz says he is going to run for the open U.S. Senate seat in Pennsylvania. He's going to run as a Republican. Dr. Oz is 61 years old. And he is expected to announce his candidacy later tonight.
Is he going to run pro-keto?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Check your text, Scott.
Okay. I will in just a moment.
That'd be great.
All right. Don't forget to go to KMBZ.com when you get a free minute. And if you can, please make a donation to Coats for Kids 2021. Today is Giving Tuesday, and we are wrapping up our Coats for Kids campaign this coming Friday. Every penny that you donate is used to buy new coats for needy children here in Kansas City. Just go to KMBZ.com, click on the Coats for Kids logo. That's going to take you to a secure site where you can make your donation of any size. And we do want to thank our partners at Pinnacle Bank for all of their support with KMBZ's Coats for Kids 2021. Again, that's KMBZ.com, and just click on the Coats for Kids logo at the top of the page, KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
By the way, if you were tuned in at this time yesterday, we were discussing a series that Chris and Dana binged on called Dope Sick on Hulu, and several people have written in on the text line. I know you don't follow the text line too much, thanking you for the recommendation. They say they got home last night and started it and loved it.
It is a doozy.
A story here from the New York Post. This guy needs to undergo Santativity training. Okay, let me see there. I see. A New Zealand mall Santa Claus sparked outrage online after asking a deaf child's mom whether she could fix his hearing, as seen in an alarming Facebook video. Says the mom, Bridget Ferguson, "I kept up my smile but wanted to get out of there as quickly as possible." The incident occurred while Bridget was taking her five-year-old son, Carter, who is deaf, and communicates using New Zealand sign language to see Santa Claus in Wellington. Can I ask a dumb question?
Yes, because I think it's the same question I have, but
okay.
Go ahead.
I can't help but notice, and I think my oldest daughter at KU is taking sign language for her extra language credits. And on her, the forms, it lists her as taking American Sign Language, okay? That is what
ASL,
that's right. She's learning American Sign Language.
But I thought sign language was the most used language in the world because it's global.
I don't know. This question I ask out of ignorance, and I don't want to make this a topic. I'm just wondering if maybe somebody can answer this question for me on the text line. I couldn't help but notice in this story it says that her five-year-old son, Carter, who is deaf and communicates using New Zealand Sign Language. Now, New Zealanders speak English. That is their primary language.
So you're asking
what's the difference between American Sign Language and New Zealand Sign Language when they both are English speaking countries, but is their sign language completely different? Which is to say, if an American is signing in ASL, would a deaf person in New Zealand not understand what they're signing?
Okay. I thought ASL was one of the globally most used languages. I was wrong. Many people ask, is American Sign Language, ASL, universal? The answer is no, it is not universal. American Sign Language is unique and commonly used within the United States and Canada. Canada actually has two official sign languages known as ASL and then Quebec Sign Language.
However, which is a French-ish.
Yep, people from outside the U.S. can still learn ASL, and it could be counted as another foreign language, but each country has its own sign language, deaf culture, and organizations.
Now see, and somebody just wrote in, sign is somewhat universal. I used ASL in Germany and I was understood.
And you were understood. You know where I think it would be different, and correct us if I'm wrong on the text line? I think the symbols, like the adjectives, would be similar, but the spelling of the letters might be different. Where our A, B, and C might not be their A, B, and C, but I don't know. I always thought it was universal.
Well, why would it be different in New Zealand when they use the same alphabet? I understand if it's Chinese or Japanese sign language that they don't have an A, B, and C.
Okay, so here, let me just clarify what I thought. I said ASL was the most used language around the world. This is from AI Media. Sign language is one of the most used languages around the world.
Okay.
It doesn't mean ASL is the most used around the world.
Okay. So anyway, if you guys could help me out, and I ask literally out of ignorance, and I can already see the jokes coming in right now. The difference is the accent. Okay. What is the difference between American Sign Language and New Zealand Sign Language? The story goes out of its way to point out that this five-year-old boy, Carter, signs in New Zealand Sign Language.
Like spoken language, sign languages develop naturally through different groups of people interacting with each other, so there are many varieties. there are somewhere between 138 and 300 different types of sign language used around the globe today. Whoa. Interestingly, Scott, most countries that share the same spoken language do not necessarily have the same sign language.
Fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Well, why wouldn't, I mean, I understand, like, with...
There's ASL, American Sign Language, BSL, British Sign Language.
Well, see, and we should all have the same sign because we have the same spoken language.
Auslan, Australian Sign Language. They are different.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
I understand if it's like Spanish, you know, Spanish-speaking people have a different sign language and German people, because the sentences are formed differently where the words end up in your sentence.
They're totally different. Okay, so everyone listening knows what the B is in sign language?
Yeah.
You know, you just hold up your palm and
put your thumb across. Yeah.
The B in British, Australian, and New Zealand sign language looks like the American sign language of more, when you're doing more, which is, it's hard to describe, more.
Put all your four fingers on your thumb.
And then your other one all on your thumb.
And then touch all your fingers together.
That is B, that is the letter B in British, Australian, and New Zealand sign language. I'm telling you, I learn something new every day on this show. I had no idea.
See, it's because I'm inquisitive and I ask these good questions.
A in Chinese sign language is the Fonz thumbs up. That's A in Chinese.
Well, that's strange because Chinese speaking or Mandarin speaking people don't have an A in their alphabet.
Just reading what it says, Scott.
That's what we do
Not
best.
Not looking for you to argue with me on this. Just reading the news.
And that's what we do best, Dana. Story here from CNN. Authorities investigating the discovery of hundreds of FedEx packages in an Alabama ravine have questioned the driver that they think is responsible. And they believe the driver dumped the packages there at least six times, according to sheriff officials today. The investigation began on November 24th. Undoubtedly, there are Christmas gifts in these packages. When sheriff's deputies in northern Alabama's Blount County, found 300 to 400 packages in a ravine on private property.
Oh, no.
That's somebody who doesn't want to work past his shift. On Monday, the sheriff said a driver who investigators believed was responsible had been identified and questioned. The investigators determined that the driver had dumped packages at least six times. The name of the driver was not released, and no arrest. I'm not laughing. And no arrest or charges have been announced. Wow. I just don't feel like delivering tonight.
It's a pipeline issue.
Is what?
It's a pipeline issue.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the pipeline from the FedEx warehouse to your house, that pipeline is broke.
Broken. Something very wrong with the pipeline.
FedEx issued a prepared statement today saying that the driver in question is no longer providing service on behalf of FedEx Ground. Was he providing service before?
He picked up the packages.
Do we have...
and then dropped them off.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might have breaking news here. Stand by. And then okay. I've got a question I want to ask you.
You've got that journalistic look on your face.
I've got that look on my face. Yes. CNN has suspended Chris Cuomo indefinitely. Here is the full statement from the network.
This is the beginning of the end.
The New York Attorney General's office released transcripts and exhibits Monday that shed new light on Chris Cuomo's involvement in his brother's defense. The documents, which were not privy to us before their public release, raised serious questions. When Chris admitted to us that he had offered advice to his brother's staff, he broke our rules, and we acknowledged that publicly.
Yeah, that was 2 months ago.
But we also appreciated the unique position he was in and understood his need to put family first and jobs second. However, these newly released documents point to a greater level of involvement in his brother's efforts than we previously knew. As a result, we have suspended Chris indefinitely, pending further evaluation.
This is the beginning of the end for Chris Cuomo on CNN.
On CNN, I think he'll get picked up.
Yeah, he'll get picked up somewhere else.
With a very stern, you are not ever to cover your family's political
dealings whatsoever. He's going to have to go on the beach for a little bit. And he'll lay low for a little while, and like Brian Williams, he'll come back at a different network, obviously not Fox. They hate him. May end up over on MSNBC or some other network, but he's finished at CNN. There's just no way.
When we come back, we have been following, of course, today the shooting out of Oxford, which is near Detroit, where we now know the shooter is in custody, 15 years old. There are at least three dead, all believed to be students. There's a video that has just been released from a solid source, Scott, and I want to wrap the show today and just talk briefly about what it shows in the classroom.
Okay.
And the conversation we probably all need to have with our children again.
Yeah.
When we come back, we can't air the video because based on what I'm seeing, I don't think it's something we should air. But we'll have a conversation about it when we come back.
All right, 576-7798. He's Sam Stevie the Third. She is Dana Wright. And my name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. We've been following news out of suburban Detroit all afternoon, where there was a shooting at a high school there in Oxford. Three people are dead. It is believed, sadly, they're all students. Six others have been wounded, and a 15-year-old student, sophomore, is in custody.
So there's a video that was posted from a Detroit native who is the senior front page editor of the Huffington Post. He has 177,000 followers, Scott. His name's Philip Lewis. I've followed him for years. He has just posted video of a bunch of kids in a classroom hunkered down under the desks, kind of in the dark. And this teacher, without question, saved these kids' lives today. What you're going to hear, I'm going to set it up because it's a little muffled. You're going to hear several knocks on this classroom door. And on the other side of the door, they believe it is the shooter impersonating a sheriff's deputy. You're going to hear a knock and he says, "Let me in. It's okay. Open the door. Let me in. I'm with the sheriff's department. Open the door." And the kids are all hunkered down and you'll hear the teacher say, "We're not ready to do that." Go ahead and play it, Sam.
Yeah, he said it's safe to come out.
Now, we're not willing to take that risk right now.
I can't hear you.
We're not taking that risk right now.
Okay, well, come to the door and look at my badge, bro.
No. Okay, stop it there. Bro. Stop it there. Open the door and look at my badge, bro. And you hear one of the kids say, red flag.
Yeah.
This teacher saved their lives. But here is my question. The kids are hunkered down in the dark. There is already an active shooter on campus. They know that because they're hunkered down in the dark. Are we not supposed to tell our kids to run? Because what happens is once this teacher says, I'm not opening the door, and make no mistake, he saved all of these kids. I'm not opening the door. One of the students stands up and says, he just said, bro, red flag, and then play the rest of it, Sam. They just run.
He said, bro. He said, bro, red flag.
And that's the sound of them taking.
And now they are running through the snow.
Wait. Sorry. Stop.
It says the students did not open the door and they escaped through a window.
Window, okay.
But here is this is why, and we're going to bring this back tomorrow. Thank God they escaped. Thank God that teacher did not open that door.
Well, they had barricaded the door.
They had barricaded the door, which, you know, I know that we've upgraded security. I want to know from our listeners tomorrow, and so we'll try to get some security people in here. I have always heard if you can run and get to safety, you run. If you have to fight, you fight. And if that means picking up a desk and throwing it, you do it. But are we still too nice in America where you think, well, I don't want to bust a window to get out of here? Where I'm just saying it might be worth a reminder that you do whatever you have to do to get to safety.
True, but I don't need to remind you that I believe it was Paducah, Kentucky, where the two teenage shooters
were outside,
lie in wait, and they pulled the
smoke alarm
detector,
yep,
and then started shooting people as they exited the building.
When I was in grade school and high school, we didn't have active shooter drills yet, but we did do lockdown drills with the idea that there could be a chance that there was an active shooter. And they would always say that whenever someone would knock on the door and holler out into the classroom, You hid. You didn't say a word.
Right.
You pretended like no one was in there. And every time we had a drill, the principal would run around and start banging on doors. And we just stayed in the darkest corner of the room away from all windows and pretended like nothing was happening.
The kids do run to safety, and they eventually run into another building, and an administrator or a teacher says, it's okay, it's okay, you're safe, calm down, come in here.
Yeah, they ran across the courtyard.
They ran across the courtyard. But when I watch that...
What world are we in?
Oh, no, I'm not even going to go there because it makes me so upset and so angry. I don't want to sit here into this microphone and tell you what to tell your children. I am telling you what I have told my children, and that is you get the hell out of there and not mm-hmm. through the classroom door. Yeah. If you've got to throw a chair and get out clearly they knew in Detroit, Scott, this was an active shooter, you get out.
What if you're on the second or third floor of the building?
Well, that's a great question. Well, in Columbine, if you remember the video, there were some that were dangling out of a second floor window.
Yes, but we've learned since then, and they were dangling because that was back when police were told you wait until SWAT gets here to go in. They don't play by those rules anymore. They go in, unless you're in Parkland, and then you don't do that.
Well, see, I'm confused on what, I'm not in grade school, but I'm confused on what the guidance is, because in Parkland, a lot of those kids were running, and they were shot in the hallway. And
But do you understand the distinction? What I'm saying, you don't open the classroom door because he saved those kids' lives. They had an open window. What I'm saying is you don't even wait 6 minutes to go through that open window. You go through that window.
I see what you're saying. But some people could argue, and this is obviously above my pay grade. We need somebody with more expertise than you and I have. But what if there is more than one person?
Sure, sure.
And what if the person who's running through the school shooting things up is just trying to lure you outside for the one or two other people that are outside who are just going to start picking kids off?
Yeah, I think we can all agree it is just disgusting that we even have to have this conversation.
Yeah, it is.
I hate ending the show with it, but we have to have the conversation, and we'll bring it back tomorrow, and we'll get someone in here who has been through these drills and knows what they're talking about so we can give you the most accurate information we can.
All right, let's leave you tonight with Coats for Kids 2021. It is Giving Tuesday. If you can give, let me thank you in advance. It is easy to warm a local child this winter through our Coats for Kids program. Donations take just 1 minute. Go to kmbz.com, click on the Coats for Kids logo. That'll send you to a site that is safe and secure. And we want to make sure to thank Pinnacle Bank, who's been a tremendous partner through all of this. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, ladies and gentlemen, he's the finest man in all of America, and his name is Sam Stevie III. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good. Touching me, touching you, God, you touch your me.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.